for another Class 6A Section 1 matchup as the Butler Golden Tornado get ready to take on the Central Catholic Vikings. A pleasant Friday. Good evening, friends, and thank you for joining us on WBUT and the Dribble Live High School Sports Network. I am Tyler Friel, and we are just about 12 minutes away from tip-off as you are listening to the McDonald's pregame show. Two teams very familiar with each other, the Golden Tornado and Central Catholic. Obviously, these two have a history going back for quite some time, but in recent history, Central Catholic, the Vikings were the team that denied the Golden Tornado a section title last year, something that has eluded Butler going back to the year 1992. So it's been a while since they've been able to have a section title put up on the banner inside the Butler Senior High Gymnasium, and so the Golden Tornado may be thinking revenge here tonight as they get ready to take on Central Catholic. And this is not the Central Catholic team from last year. A number of seniors on the move, including their star center, Luke Nedros. So Chuck Crummy, the longtime coach of the Vikings, trying to replace with some younger players as well as some juniors last year who are now seniors, trying to replace them, put them into the fold, and they have not been out to the hottest start that they have seen in years past. They're 3-8 overall on the season, 1-2 in section play. Their lone section win this year coming against North Hill, 77-64. They were able to win that game at Central Catholic. Since then, inside the section, they lost to Seneca Valley, 59-56. Very close game. And then North Allegheny beating the Vikings 71-56, that game happening on Tuesday. I don't think that score was as indicative as the game was. It was very back and forth. However, the Tigers pulling away in the fourth quarter. So I think you're going to easily see a very contested game tonight, or at least a hard-playing Central Catholic team take on this Golden Tornado squad. Meanwhile, for Butler, coming off a game in which heartbreak was probably a word that maybe would define that game, perhaps not in the fashion that they've lost to Pine Richland in years previous, but a 51-point effort from Ethan Morton essentially went to waste. And you hate to say that, but Morton said himself in the postgame show, "I would have traded all those points just to come away with a win tonight." And I surely would believe that coming from the junior captain for the Golden Tornado. 51 points, as we mentioned, for Ethan Morton. No threes, all coming on field goals and free throw attempts. But that loss now for the Golden Tornado puts them at 2-1 in section play. Still, though, a nice stout 9-3 overall on the season. Awaiting the Golden Tornado after this game tonight is a matchup with Seneca Valley and then a rematch with North Allegheny. As you notice, fans of the Golden Tornado, Section 1 now just less in numbers since the departure of Shaler from Class 6A down to 5A. That's now just left the Golden Tornado with five other opponents inside the section, and so that's also why you've seen more non-section games scheduled this year for Butler. But as we mentioned, rematch pop most likely on the mind of Matt Clement and this Golden Tornado team. As we go back to last year, the first time these two teams met at the Senior High Gymnasium, Butler came away with a 70-63 win. Luke Nedrow had 18 for the Vikings. Cole Mason, Justin Tarrant with 10 each. Those names, though, all gone. All graduated, all seniors last year. They have moved on from the Vikings program. Ethan Morton was the leading scorer for Butler. He had 22 points. Tark Tofik had 12 in that effort. At Central Catholic, it was just a sluggish game from the Golden Tornado start to finish. They were able to stick around with the Vikings, however, they were just never able to get across that, get a lead, and they ultimately ended up losing that matchup 61-54. Justin Tarrant, the leading scorer there with 20 points, Luke Nedra with 15. Ethan Morton had 23 in that matchup, Tark Tofik with 9. He was number 2 scorer for Butler. But as we mentioned, it's a really new look, Central Catholic teams. Names that stick around from last year that are a part of the fold this year, really you can just simplify it down to Mari Shipman, who got decent minutes last year. You're also seeing the emergence of the senior Jack Katazarite. He was their leading scorer. He had 18 against North Allegheny earlier this week. So a lot of new names, not as big of a team. The loss of Luke Nedrow on the inside for this Viking squad has been huge, and so Chuck Crummy, the longtime head coach, has been trying to adjust with that, and so we'll see what the Vikings have to offer here tonight. Let's take a look at the rest of 6A as the two other sections are in play tonight as well. Upper St. Clair right now, the lone undefeated team in 6A, they're 12-0. They survived a very tight game earlier this week, so they improved their record 3-0 inside section play. Mount Lebanon, of course, who had the win over the Golden Tornado this year, and probably, I understand you had the Alderdice game in there as well as another bad loss for the Golden Tornado. But I probably look at that Mount Lebanon game, despite, well, we heard reports that Ethan Morton was sick in that night, and it definitely looked the part. But I probably would classify that as their worst loss of the season, just because I think it was an opponent that they should have been able to beat. They weren't able to do that, but obviously Mount Lebo has proven themselves to be a very respectable opponent, because they are now undefeated in Section 2 as well as 11-2 on the season. Peters Township in third place, they are 2-1. Cannon Mack at 1-2. Bethel Park Baldwin remain defeated there at 0-3. Section 3, you've got another interesting team in Latrobe. This was the team that knocked out the Golden Tornado last year in the playoffs at Fox Chapel. Butler had done the same to them on their quest to the Whitfield Championship back in 2016. So Latrobe 3-0, they're expected to be a 6A contender for a Whitfield title. Fox Chapel at 2-1, they are 7-4 in their season. Penn Trafford at 7-4, Norwin at 6-4, 1-2 in section play. Connellsville and Hempfield round out that section as well. So we don't want to get into hypothesizing about who's going to be a contender for 6A, but then again, maybe we should, because I think we're starting to see an idea of how this classification is starting to form, and I think you could realistically look about it, 6 to 7 teams who could be contenders. And Butler has had a very successful season coming into Tuesday night. Despite the loss, I think they have proven their ability to compete with the highest teams. For my money, what I see from Pine Richland on a year-in, year-in basis is a very well-coached team that likes to play up and down the floor. That's what you get with the Jeff Ackerman team, and his teams are very well-disciplined, and they always respond well, and they always elevate their level of play when they take on the Golden Tornado, and I think that's what we saw on Tuesday night. So I'm throwing them into the mix. I think Butler is a legitimate 6A contender. Upper St. Clair, Mount Lebanon, Peters Township, I think, has that ability. I'm kind of surprised at the start Cannon McMillan had. I thought we would see a little bit more from them. They're only 7-5, and as we mentioned, that 1-2 section record. I like Latrobe. Maybe you throw Fox Chapel into that mix, perhaps Penn Trafford as well, but I think Latrobe is the king of Section 3, and I think they will prove that as the season goes along. So you've got interesting matchups tonight as well. You've got a matchup that takes Penn Trafford and Fox Chapel. This is in Section 3. I think that's an intriguing matchup. I also am intrigued a little bit by Peters Township and Mount Lebanon in Section 2. Inside Section 1 tonight, North Hills will make the trip to Pine Richland, Seneca Valley at North Allegheny. I'd like to keep our eye on that game as well, because as you look, Section 1 will take the top four teams, Pine Richland, Butler, Seneca Valley, North Allegheny, right now holding these spots. And so you've got a big matchup between the Raiders and NA. Of course, the Raiders under their coach Kevin Trost, who makes a return to the bench for Seneca Valley, and those two teams will match up against each other coming up on Tuesday night. We will also have girls basketball action for you on Monday as the Golden Tornado girls squad takes on Seneca Valley up here at the Butler Senior High School Gymnasium. We'll have the McDonald's pregame show action begin right around 7:20 and then tip off, at least scheduled, for 7:30. Both teams on the floor right now. We've got about 4:30 before we get to the introductions and national anthem. And so as we assess, let's go back to Tuesday night's game, because that was the fun one, right? I think you saw, obviously, a unique coaching plan from Jeff Ackerman. And we were analyzing it during the course of the game. They had Ethan Morton matched up against Colin Llewellyn, in which those two battled one-on-one. Now, Morton obviously had the upper hand there. He dropped 16 points in the first quarter and was able to beat Llewellyn to the rim. They moved to put Dan Petcash on Morton, who matched up more athletically with the junior guard for the Golden Tornado, and then you saw an intriguing matchup. Still, I mean, Ethan Morton putting up 51, but after the game, Jeff Ackerman saying, no, our goal was to have those one-on-one matchups with Morton and just to see if he could beat them one-on-one, and he almost did. I mean, he had 51 points. I'm sure Matt Clement is now going to have that game on film and see and assess how he can bring other Golden Tornado players into the fold, because now the cards are on the table. And I also thought you saw an interesting defensive philosophy by the Golden Tornado, and we've been mentioning this all season long. Matt Clement, when he first started out, man-to-man, hard-nosed, tough defenses. We don't really see that from the Golden Tornado this year. And defense has not necessarily been a problem for Butler. Well, actually, it has. They're allowing about 70.8 points per game. You can look to a few matchups as to why that's an outlier. The Alderdice game, most assuredly sticking out. The 87 they allowed to Mount Lebanon, a problem as well. And then Pine Richland, the 79. that was scored there. They've been allowing points, but they play an up-and-down style. Actually, that's 70.8 points per game that the Golden Tornado are allowing. By far and away, number one in the Whippeol 6A classification. In second place is Latrobe, but they're 63.7 points per game. And so you had and Latrobe plays an up-and-down style as well. But Butler, not going man. They're trying to outscore teams this year, and we'll see if that's going to benefit them in the long run. But they stayed in the 1-3-1, which Pine was able to dissect very effectively coming down the stretch. And question maybe as to why Clement didn't change it up defensively. Haven't had an opportunity to talk to him as to why. But obviously was comfortable with what they were running. And as we said, Butler just playing a very offensive game. They're going to try to score more points than the other team, which I know is kind of an obvious statement, but they'd rather get into a run-and-gun game as opposed to shut you down defensively again, which is a big change from Matt Clement and his philosophy since he started out. Of course, a 10th year for Clement in charge of this program. Pine Richland averages the most inside the section, if you're curious. They score 77.3 points per game. The Golden Tornado, 74.3, actually second highest in the classification as well. So, like I said, when they're playing that up-and-down game, well, that's because that's their offense. They score a lot of points. They're okay with allowing a lot of points. So maybe they're not okay with it, but I believe their offensive philosophy is we'll just score a bunch and hopefully put you away by scoring, you know, 75 points per game, which is, of course, what they're averaging and is incredibly difficult to do in the 32 minutes that they allot for a high school basketball game. So we've got an intriguing matchup here tonight, Central Catholic. They come into this game with 3-8, 1-2, but you know you're always going to get a game out of the Vikings, and we'll see what Chuck Crumming and Central Catholic has to offer. So we'll be coming up with your starting lineups as well as the national anthem on the other side of the break. You have been listening to the McDonald's pregame show as we get ready for a matchup between the Golden Tornado and Central Catholic Vikings right here on WBUT, WBUT.com, and the Triple I High School Sports Network.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
I'm Dr. Corey Pasek, an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hand and upper extremity surgery at Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers. The Butler area has always played a significant role in my life, dating back to my days as a player on the Knock Knights football team. Now, as Knox team physician, I get to do what I love while giving back to the community that has raised me. That's a true win-win. To learn more about the Tri-Rivers team, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Get your tickets now for the 13th Annual Butler County Wine Festival, presented by WISR and Deal Automotive. Scheduled for January 26th at the Butler Days Inn, the festival features 11 Pennsylvania wineries, food and specialty vendors, food samples, and a basket raffle to benefit the March of Dimes. Choose from two sessions, 2 to 5 or 6 to 9. Your $20 ticket includes a souvenir wine tasting glass, a voucher for our refreshment booth, and shopping with our vendors. Tickets are limited for each session, so get yours today. For complete details and tickets, visit butlerradio.com.
Welcome back to the Senior High School Gymnasium. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Triple Live High School Sports Network. Also of note, junior varsity falling in a very hard-fought matchup, as Henry told you back at the station. It was a back-and-forth game, ran a little late, 51-48, the final score between Central Catholic and Butler in the junior varsity game before this. But let's introduce you to the starting lineups, and we'll start with Central Catholic under the longtime direction of Chuck Crummy in his 27th year at the helm for the Vikings. They will go with the senior listed at 6'4". The guard wears number 3, Maurice Shipman. The sophomore coming in at 6'3". He wears number 5. That's Brett Palmer. Numbers is 22 is the 6-foot junior guard. It is Brian Zuban. The number 24, the 6'3 junior, Ben Sarson. And number 33, the senior 5'11 guard, Jack Katarenzi. And that is the starting five for Central Catholic. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, they're not going to change things up. It's worked so far. The freshman, number 2, Devin Carney, will get the start. Then they will go with the sophomore, number 5, son of the ball coach, Maddox Clement. They'll go with the junior, number 20, Luke Patton. The junior, number 25, Ethan Morton. And rounding out the starting five for the Golden Tornado is Isaiah Scribner. Butler will be wearing their home whites with the navy blue lettering and Vegas gold trim. Central Catholic, meanwhile, in the away navy blues with the gold trim and white lettering. Nice crowd on hand. It's a good Friday night for high school hoops. Maybe a little bit cold outside, but we've got a nice atmosphere, as always, inside the senior high school gymnasium. A reminder that you can always listen to Butler High School basketball on WBUT.com. And if you haven't done it yet, download the WBUT mobile app, available in the iTunes and Google Play Store. Well, we've got a fresh 8 minutes on the clock. Both coaches doing their final get-together as they will hit the floor here in just a moment. Central Catholic and the Butler Golden Tornado. As we said, Butler coming into this game with a 9-3 overall record, 2-1 inside section play. Central Catholic, meanwhile, at 3-8 overall and 1-2 inside section 1. Butler will break the huddle. Inside the center circle for the Vikings is number 24, Ben Sarson. And being there to take the tip for the Golden Tornado will be Ethan Morton. Just about ready to roll here. A little bit later than normal. Again, we had that junior varsity game run late, so about 12 minutes here before 8 o'clock, and we are ready to roll. Tip off on the way, and we've got a violation just like that. As one of the Vikings, it was Ben Sarson on the jump ball, brought it down on his own, and let's see what we get here. He caught the tip, and I'm pretty sure that should just be Butler ball, right? Well, the officials aren't sure either, so hold your hats, folks. We're not started just yet. And indeed, they will give it to the Golden Tornado, so they will take the clock down to 7:57, and it finally looks like we should be able to play some basketball tonight. Luke Patton will inbound at half court. He lobs it in deep to Ethan Martin as Central Catholic comes out in the man-to-man defense. He's picked up by Brian Zuban. Triggers middle to Devin Carney. Hands it off to Luke Patton. Then a handoff right back to Ethan Martin. He finds a cutting Luke Patton, who scores with a layup. 2-0 Golden Tornado out in front. Maurice Shipman running the point for the Vikings. Crosses the timeline, kicks it inside to Sarson. Sarson now high post, goes wide, hands it off to Jack. Brett Palmer. Inside pass back to Sarson. Sarson's layup no good. Rebound fought for, still being fought for, and is scooped up by Devin Carney. He goes behind the back, spin move at center court. Working to the right side wing, kicks out to Maddox Clement. He fires a three. That is up and in. Golden Tornado out to a 5-0 lead, 7:14 to go in the first. Central Catholic with the ball now at Zuban. They swing it along the perimeter into the hands of Jack Henners-Reinright. He goes low post to Simpson. Simpson, actually make that Shipman. Now back low post to Sarson. Sarson on the deck, hands it off. Henners-Reinright loses the ball on the floor, picked up by the Golden Tornado. Here comes Ethan Morton with it. Top of the key, between the legs, crosses over, gets to the foul line, stumbles over his feet and throws it away. He was trying to get it to Isaiah Scribner. McLean thought there was a push on the play. No foul. Instead, it's a turnover for the Golden Tornado, and Central Catholic takes over. Maurice Shipman running the point for Central Catholic, where he's picked up in the man-to-man defense by Luke Patton. A pass, though, by Shipman is deflected out of bounds by the Vikings, and so another turnover for the Vikings, and the Golden Tornado will take over. 6:41 to go in the first, and Butler up 5-0. Back to the man-to-man. Triggers right to Carney. Hand off to Morton. Morton between the legs. Crossover move. Foul line kicks out wide. Carney's three ball on the way. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound fought for. And it falls to Mari Shipman. Shipman working right side. Gets beyond Luke Patton. Gets to the high post. Step back jumper is up. Front of the rim. No good. Rebound fought for on the deck. Pulled in by Luke Patton. Patton now taking it himself. Gets across the timeline. Looks to attack the rim. Left-handed scoop layup is up and in. Luke Patton with four tonight. And it's a 7-0 Golden Tornado lead with 6 minutes to go in the first. Central Catholic quickly up the floor. Left side wing with it is Zuban. Zuban goes bottom. Now baseline drive by Sarson. Sarson will instead be called for a travel as his layup was good, but they'll wave it off, and it's a Central Catholic turnover. 5:57 to go in the first. 7-0 Golden Tornado in front, and Central Catholic is going to take a timeout. So Butler's out to a good start here. Three ball by Maddox Clement. And then two layups from Luke Patton, one on a really nice left-handed pass from Ethan Morton. And I've never seen someone at least come through 6A that can effectively pass with both hands as well as Ethan Morton. I mean, a left-handed zip pass through the paint is not something that a typical high school basketball player can do. And to find Luke Patton in stride and a nice catch by Patton as well as a finish, again, it's the small things that sometimes are remarkable about Ethan. Golden Tornado will inbound on their own baseline as they are moving right to left on your radio dial. 5:57 to go in the first. They will inbound to Morton, who is picked up by Zuban. Morton crossing the timeline. Triggers right to Carney. Carney lost it, hands it off right back to Morton. Morton jumper from the elbow. This one is well short. In fact, it doesn't hit anything, and Central Catholic pulls down the pour. Palmer. Outlets to Shipman. Shipman across the court. Now corner to Zuban. His three ball is up. Front of the rim. No good. Rebound Isaiah Scribner. Scribner with an outlet pass that is deflected by the Vikings, and it's a turnover. Shipman has it now. Long three on the way from the senior. That also hits nothing, but we're there to get the rebound is Brian Zuban. They kick it back out. Shipman's got it again. He now kicks to his right. Zuban then right back to Shipman. Along the perimeter, Palmer has it. Ketazar right has it. Now back along the perimeter. Long three on the way from Zuban. That one does not go. Morton there with the rebound. Crossover move by Morton. Getting ready to cross the timeline. He does. Back to another crossover and a beautiful pass on the inside by Isaiah Scribner. But Scribner was not ready for it, and it rolls out of bounds. Mason Montag will check into this ballgame for Scribner. And Montag wearing a taped right hand that seems to be focused on the thumb. But it's on his right hand, and Montag plays left-handed. 7-0, Golden Tornado in front. They've held Central Catholic scoreless here in the first 3 minutes. Perimeter passing for the Vikings. Shipman has it now. He kicks out right to Elijah Blackburn. Now back along the perimeter. As Central Catholic just holding the ball right now. Now they get it into the hands of Ben Sarson. He kicks out right. Katazar right. His three ball on the way. No good. Rebound fought for and pulled in by Maddox Clement. Outlet pass to Ethan Morton. Morton working to the left. Drives the lane. Scoop layup. No good. Rebound fought for. Still being knocked around. And Maury Shipman finally pulls it down. Crosses half court. Feeds a pass right into the hands of Devin Carney. Carney then looks up. It's Morton one-on-one the other way. Scoop layup up and in. Morton on the board for the first time tonight. 9-0 the lead. Golden Tornado in front. 4:05 to go in the first. Is Katazarright with it. Entry pass to Sarson. Right back to Katazarright, and he draws the foul as Mason Montag will be called for the push. First foul of the night. So they will give it to Montag, and since it is the first foul, that will be the first foul against the Golden Tornado. Ball inbounded to Shipman. Shipman then hands it along to the perimeter. Blackburn has it now. Back to Shipman. Top of the key where he's picked up by Montag. Right side pass. Three ball up and three ball is in. Here come the Golden Tornado the other way. Devin Carney has it now. Long three. Front of the rim. No good. Rebound pulled in by Maurice Shipman. Triggers left. Inside pass. Now back out. 15-footer by Zuban. Does not go. Morton there for the board. He throws an outlet pass up to Mason Montag. Right side wing. 8-foot jumper from Montag. Back of the rim. No good. Luke Patton, though, with the rebound and the putback. He's got 6 tonight. 11-3. Butler in front. Underneath is a wide open Elijah Blackburn. He gets the layup to go, and it's 11-5. Maddox Clement with it now. Picks up his dribble and hands it off to Ethan Morton. Morton between the legs, right side wing, corner pass to a wide open Mason Montag. His three halfway down does not go. Maddox Clement, though, pulls down the rebound and draws the foul. That foul will be assessed to Elijah Blackburn. By the way, the three ball made by Jack Achurkis. He was on my roster's number 12, but he's wearing 25 tonight, so eliminate that confusion, and that's why Central Catholic has five. Inbound pass is an interception. With it is Sarson. Sarson the other way, draws a foul on the way up. Does not go, but he'll go to the line to shoot two as they give Luke Patton on the arm foul. And so it will be Patton's first and the Golden Tornadoes first. Or second, I should say. First trip to the line tonight for either team. First one from Sarson is no good. Jim Loud on the free throw, but Sarson's able to hit it. 1-2 from the line for Sarson. Central Catholic trailing by five. They get it into Martin, who is double-teamed. He's able to break the first guy. Now one-on-one. Feeds it up to Maddox Clement. Quick three ball from Clement is good. Clement with six tonight. 14-6. Butler in front. Vikings with it quickly the other way. Zuban's pass is deflected, but he pulls it right back down. Now on the baseline. Feeds it up top. It's Noah Jackson with it. Jackson puts it on the deck. Swings it over to Zuban. Zuban looks back to Crummy for the call, rolls to his right, and hands it off to Blackburn. Blackburn picked up by Carney. Blackburn then swings it out to Jackson, now into the hands of Palmer. Corner pass to Zuban, guarded by Maddox Clement. Floater pass on the inside block to Sarson. Sarson is fouled on the way up. He'll go back to the line to shoot a pair. 2:05 to go, 14-6. Golden Tornado in front. And that foul will be called on Luke Patton, who picks up his second now. Thusly, Matt Clement will call on Charlie Kranebacher. He would assume to replace Patton as Sarson buries the first. Indeed, he does. Colin O'Toole checking into the game for Central Catholic. Butler leading by a touchdown, 14-7. Second one on the way from Sarson, no good. Morton with the rebound. Taking it himself, crosses the Tuffy Tornado logo at center court and settles down into this Golden Tornado offense. Calls for a high screen, rolls to his right, now baseline. Skip pass across to Carney. Carney pumps a shot, drives a lane, layup, up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sarson. Sarson running with it himself, goes left side wing, hands it off. Zuban pumps a three, he looks to drive. Nice little dish on the inside to Brett Palmer. Palmer finishes at the rim, and it is now a 14-9 lead for the Golden Tornado. About 30 to go in the first. Ethan Morton with it now, guarded by Zuban. Top of the key. Reached by Zuban, nearly got a hand on it. Now Morton looks to drive. Nothing there. Has it stripped away. And here come the Central Catholic Vikings. It's Noah Jackson with it. Left side wing, handing it off to Zuban. Crossover move, entry pass to Sarson. Right back to Zuban. Pumps a shot. Step back three. On the way, it is short, and Morton is there for the rebound. Finds Mason Montag. Montag loses it and stumbles, and they're going to call a blocking foul on the Vikings, and he got away with one there, as probably could have called a walk, could have called a carry, but instead, the Golden Tornado making out as Montag now will go to the line to shoot two, and Brian Zuban will be charged with his first foul of the evening. First one from Montag is good. Hey. Second one from Montag is also up and in. He's 2-2 from the line. 15-9 Butler in front, just inside a minute to go. And now Butler showing full court pressure. Central Catholic working their way across the timeline. They finally do. They get it to Sarson on the left side elbow. Kicks it back out to Shipman, now to O'Toole. Swung out wide to Katazarite. Katazarite, little step move, and then gives it right back out to Mari Shipman. Shipman triggers right to O'Toole. Looks to shoot. Nothing there as he is guarded by Morton. Swung along the perimeter into the hands of Katazarite. Now back along to the other way into Mari Shipman's hand. 30 seconds to go. Shipman working against Maddox Clement. Crossover move. Fires a three. Off the rim. No good. Sarson tried to be there for the trail. Couldn't handle it. He loses the ball, and Ethan Morton is there to take it away. Crossover move by Morton. Kicks out to Clement. Free ball hits the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Central Catholic. 10 seconds to go in the first. Shipman tries to force it up quickly, but Ethan Morton there to get a hand on it. Butler with the ball back with 6 seconds to go. Crossover move by Morton. He lost it on the way up. Gets the ball back. Fires up a shot. That does not go. And we've got a buzzer to end the first quarter. The score, the Golden Tornado in front of the Central Catholic Vikings, 16-9. Second quarter action on the way right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Stans Transmission, specializing in transmission maintenance and repair on any make and all models. Engine and differential rebuilding, inspections, emissions, towing, tire, and brake repairs. All transmission rebuilds are guaranteed at 24 months and 24,000 miles, or at 3 years and 100,000 miles. 62 years of experience. They honor all aftermarket warranties. Stans Transmission is open Monday through Saturday, located in North Versailles. Stans Transmission, we're with you every mile.
16-9, Golden Tornado in front. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Maddox Clement with 6 points. He's buried 2-3. Two threes, Luke Patton with 6 points. But he does have two fouls, and so he will remain on the bench here to begin the second quarter. We will see the entrance of Kevin King, the senior, into this ballgame for the Golden Tornado. Right side wing is Katazarite. He drives as it's stripped from behind by Devin Carney. Fought for on the floor. Katazarite finds it and then kicks it out wide to Mari Shipman, who buries a three. The senior onto the board for the first time tonight. And a four-point lead now for the Golden Tornado, 16-12. Morton with the rock. Slowly crosses half court. Now kicks out wide to Carney, who then finds Kranebacher to Morton. Now to Montag, up to Carney. Carney's three off the right side of the rim, no good. Morton with the rebound, putback does not go. He's fighting for another board, loose and knocked out of bounds by Central Catholic. Golden Tornado will keep possession. Nice hustle by Morton to get an extra possession for the Golden Tornado. Here comes Maddox Clement. He will check in for Devin Carney. Butler will inbound on the baseline. It will be Kevin King. King standing on the end of the Golden Tornado print on the out-of-bounds line. They trigger into Clement, who hands it off to Morton. Morton drives, hands it off to Kranebacher. Kranebacher on the low block, up and in. Charlie Kranebacher on the board. He's got two, 18-12, Butler in front. They show full court pressure. Vikings beat it easily. Sarson kicks out wide to O'Toole. O'Toole goes inside. Katazarite pumps a shot, kicks out to, it was Zuban who then draws a foul from Charlie Kranebacher, who got a leg as Zuban was looking to drive. 14 fouls now on the Golden Tornado, 2 against Central Catholic. Central Catholic to inbound, and they get it in to the hands of Katazarite, who's picked up by Clement. Ken is all right, will drive. Has an open look at a layup, but he decides not to shoot it. And now he fires a late shot off that goes deep, and the rebound is pulled in by Ethan Morton. Morton with it quickly the other way. His scoop layup is up and in. Morton's got four tonight, and it's back up to an eight-point lead for the Golden Tornado, 20-12. Butler stays in the full court pressure, 2-1-2 zone defense. Vikings throw over top of it. They get it to Chicknar. Chicknar then throws it out wide to Maurice Shipman. Shipman now to Katazarite. Katazarite will draw a foul. As they say Kevin King got an arm. So Kinger will pick up his first. Anthony Molloy will check in for the Golden Tornado. He comes in for Kevin King. They lob it in deep. Ball is loose on the floor, and we get another jump ball. And this time, the arrow favors the Golden Tornado. We've got another jersey correction. It was not Cherkis that hit that three earlier. It was actually Anderson Sinkar, who has three on the evening. Here's Martin with it the other way. Crossover move, gets to the elbow, drives the lane, draws the foul off the front of the rim, does not go. So Martin will go to the line for the first time tonight. Foul given to Brett Palmer, who picks up his first. It will be the third against Central Catholic. Morton's first trip to the line, and he buries the first. 5 points tonight for Ethan. 6:04 to go in the second, 21-12, Butler leading. Second one from Morton is also good. Butler will remain in the 2-1-2 pressure. Inbounded to Blackburn. Blackburn pumps a pass, then finds Shipman, who floats it up to Zuban. Zuban gets it across the timeline to Sinkar. Now underneath to Palmer. Palmer one-on-one the other way. His layup no good. Rebound fought for. Brought down by Morton. Finds an outletting and streaking Charlie Kranebacher, who finishes at the rim. 24-12, Butler in front. Central Catholic working their way through this zone pressure. Shipman has it now, double-teamed, floats a pass to Zuban, who pulls it down. Finds Brett Palmer on the baseline. Skip pass back up top to Shipman. Kicked out right side wing. Three ball on the way by Blackburn. Off the back of the rim, no good. Martin with the rebound. Trots it across half court. Crossover move to the elbow. Kicks out wide to Montag. Lets a three ball go. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for. Palmer pulls it down. Outlet pass to Shipman. Back to Palmer, who stops at the half-court line before handing off to Elijah Blackburn, who circles back around, gets to the top of the key, and will initiate this Central Catholic offense. Triggers right to Sinkar. Sinkar puts it on the deck, hands it off to Shipman, who is guarded tightly by Anthony Molloy. Swung along the perimeter, Zuban has it now. Zuban crossover move against Kranebacher. Pumps a shot, kicks out to Palmer, who then feeds it to Blackburn. Blackburn puts it on the deck, pumps it, finds Sinkar. Sinkar back to Blackburn, top of the key. 4:45 to go in the second, 24-12, Butler in front. Blackburn will take it a few steps out and reset this Central Catholic offense. Comes to the left side, spins around. Underneath is a cutting Mari Shipman. Behind the back pass to Brett Palmer, who cannot finish the open shot. A nice pass by Shipman and a wasted effort, as now on the offensive rebound, Blackburn will be called for shuffling his feet. We get a traveling violation, and the Golden Tornado will take over. It was a simple backdoor cut from Mari Shipman, who then got stuck on the baseline and threw a nice backhanded pass, found Brett Palmer, but Palmer, I don't think, was expecting any part of that and missed the wide-open layup. Morton now double-teamed by the Vikings. He's able to break it, gets to the PIAA logo on the left side wing before kicking out left, to or rather right, to Mason Montag, who drives, can't hold on to the ball, and it rolls out of bounds, and so Central Catholic will take back over with 4:16 to go in the second. 24-12, Butler in front. Shipman with it now, kicks out left side to Zuban, swung up to Sarson. Sarson one-on-one, then flips it out to Blackburn. Blackburn in the corner, gives it right back to Sarson. Sarson drives to the foul line and then has a pass intercepted by Morton. Morton working with a one-on-three, drives the lane, scoop layup, he's fouled on the way in, and Morton will go to the line to shoot two. Foul given to Elijah Blackburn, his second, Central's fourth. Morton back to the line, where he's 2 of 2 tonight. First one up, first one in. Carney and Scribner back into this ball game. We'll see Sam McCarthy make an appearance for Central Catholic.